amen, our life with his faithfulness and grace. Opportunity is there for us, amen, that we could partake. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm glad that the goodness of God hasn't ran out, but it gets greater and greater every day you live for God. We're going to the book of Proverbs tonight. Amen. You young men, if you would help me, amen, with the podium up front, amen, while we're reading the scripture, amen. I want to go to Proverbs 25 and 28 to begin with. Amen. They're going to bring the podium and we'll read the scripture from up here. Then we'll go down and begin what I felt led today to bring to you. Amen. Thank you so much. The book of Proverbs, the 25th chapter. And verse 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. A crushed city that is left vulnerable, that has nothing there to even have a hope. The scripture says, and a person that has no rule over his spirit is just like that city. I want the Lord to help me, amen, to have victory over my vulnerabilities. The Lord spoke to me to teach today about victory over your vulnerabilities. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you today for your goodness and grace. Thank you for your word. And Lord, I come and I ask you, Lord, to help me tonight, Lord, to shepherd your church and your people, God, to a greater place and a greater relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. Victory over your vulnerabilities. You may be seated. It's what we're going to mention today. And I look today in this place, amen, and I see a group of people that are God's people. And we're thankful that God cares about you. He cares about his people tonight. And every one of us have vulnerabilities. Every one of us has things in our life that we find that they're weaknesses. And when a person doesn't understand and look at their weaknesses and realize that we need help from above, every one of us needs help from God. Not one of us is exempt on the way that we are without trying to reach for God and admit to God. You see, it's very important that we admit that we need God. Number two, it's very important that we submit to God. We've got to admit, we've got to submit. And the third thing, we've got to commit to God. I want to give that to the Lord. How about you? Our text tonight in Proverbs, he that hath no rule over his own spirit, it's like a city that is broken down without walls. We're going to talk to you tonight, and I address this congregation not as somebody that is out there, way far out, away from the throne of grace, but I look at you as a group of God's army. And tonight I have the privilege of addressing God's army, not necessary to tell you something that you don't know, but to encourage you in what you do know, that there's a great God that is willing to help us in our hour. The other day at a funeral, I met a young man that he is in the military, and he went to Stephen F. Austin State University, and he graduated as a second lieutenant. And this young man now is just right under from being a general, if he's not a general right now. And he is in Kansas City, Kansas area. And I began to talk to him, and he said, I am the man that's responsible now of teaching these majors. He said, I've been to war. I've seen skirmish, conflict. I've seen compromise. And we're teaching these majors that are rising up, not just to be good soldiers, but to be good leaders and lovers of our freedom. And how awesome it is. And if there's one great thing tonight I could do, if I could teach you, amen, how to fight the good fight of faith and to love the freedom of living for Jesus Christ. It's not a bondage tonight, but it's a liberty. Are you thankful for the liberty we have in Jesus Christ? But a life without self-control is not just weak, but it's exposed in it. When a city did not have walls and a defense system, it was exposed. It had no protection. And here the scripture said a person without discipline and government is open access to the whims and the warfare of the enemy. Let me just say this today. Vulnerability begins with lack of inner rule. When a person cannot govern their own spirit, emotions go unchecked, desires go unrestrained, and reactions become uncontrolled. And the result is spiritual exposure. You know, a broken city didn't fall overnight, but it began to erode over time. And likewise, vulnerabilities are not sudden. Many times they're neglected areas. And as good soldiers tonight, I want to address every one of you. The greatest danger is not the devil. The greatest danger is when we neglect to strengthen our life, to exercise our faith. And anything that you don't bring under control will eventually control you. To be a good soldier means that you have to check yourself. And one of the things they teach, always check your weapons. Always check your armor and always check yourself. We know that the weapons of this warfare are not carnal. But the Bible says they're mighty through God to what? The pulling down of strongholds. God wants a people, and God wants you to be a part of those that pull down strongholds. And in order to pull down strongholds, we can't do it on our own. We're not able on our own. We're vulnerable people on our own. But oh, I'm telling you, it's mighty through God, the scripture says, to the pulling down of strongholds. Tonight, the core purpose tonight, self-control without God control is self-deception. If I don't have God control and my God at the wheel of my life, amen, I will self-deceive myself. And a man who thinks he could win life's battle by himself is very much deceived. Self-control without God control, listen to this, it's just temporary restraint, not true victory. I want to say you could only hold out just enough on your own. Amen. To finally, you're so vulnerable and weak that things will start overtaking you. We need the anchor of God. We need the strength of God in our life. Self-control without God control is fragile and eventually will fail. I want to just challenge this group of soldiers tonight. God loves it when somebody loves him with all their heart, with all their soul, and all their might. Amen. And the joy of this is God wants to help you in your weakness. Many times there are people that look at their strengths. They look how strong they are, and they ignore how weak they are. Tonight in this place, I just want to remind you, in your weakness, you can become strong in God when you finally just say, God, I need help here. Our problem many times is we don't admit to God that we need help. We don't submit to God, amen, that vulnerability. And we don't commit to God the will of our life. Amen. Good soldier tonight, amen, God wants you to be mighty. God wants you to be that mighty agent. God wants you to have strength. God don't want you to be a pushover. Neither does he want you to be like a city that has broken walls with no defense system. God wants you to know that he's still the master of all situations. Now, self-control without God control is just willpower fighting a spiritual battle. Willpower is a great thing. Willpower is an amazing thing when you can say no to things that are harmful to you. Even those that begin to work on their diet and their intake. Willpower is a great thing, but after a while, your willpower kind of fades away. And that Bluebell ice cream starts winning. But I want to just let you know that in a spiritual battle, when God is in control, when you let God be God, soldier, amen, God will use you mightily. Amen. There would be more than a willpower that is of a flesh, of carnality, of your making. But I'm thankful that God still operates in what we call the supernatural. That means beyond my ways, way beyond my abilities, beyond what I could stretch, beyond what I could do. Amen. Oh, isn't it beautiful to know that God is still God today? Hallelujah. God hasn't changed. And self-control without God control is man managing what only God could really only what God could master. I want to tell you, God could master what you let him master. And when you give him the controls, how beautiful it is. We're limited, but God is unlimited. And again, things may hold for a moment, but it cannot hold completely in a storm by itself. The house that was built on the sand, the storm overtook it. But the house that was founded and grounded on the rock stood. Amen. I want to tell you, soldier, tonight you could stand. As long as you stand on the rock of ages. The rock of ages became the rock of ages because it's eternal. I need some eternal things under my feet, don't you? I need the eternal power of God Almighty in operation. How do I get there? You can control actions for a while, but only God can control the heart. The Bible says your heart is deceitfully wicked. And who can know it? Who can know your heart? Amen. Yes, I'm telling you, you really don't know your heart. Amen. There's a lot of people said, you don't know me. Well, I don't even know me at times. Amen. You let you be without God. You neglect you without controlling and submitting to God. Pretty soon, you'll become a person you wish you never would have became. I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord. How about you? I'm thankful for the mercies of God. But I'm thankful for the betterment that God gives his soldiers. Even deeper tonight, a man that's trying to rule himself with God is still vulnerable. Amen. And I want to be spirit-led. Amen. Spirit-led. Galatians 5, 22 through 23, the Bible lists, and Brother Colton's been teaching in our adult Sunday school class on Sunday morning about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit are produced by the Spirit. Self-control is not just learned. Hear me. You can't learn self-control. You could teach people all these different skills and different things like that. But if you're not submitted to the Spirit of God, you'll never have the things of God. And the fruit of the Spirit, as you find in the Word of the Lord, it just don't become an apple. Just don't fall and just land on the ground from nowhere. It's a result of a tree. It's a result of roots. It's a result of a seed that has germinated and something that has been nourished and anchored for quite a time. Aren't you thankful today that, amen, there's no seniority in the kingdom of God? It don't take long for somebody to get rooted and grounded in God before fruit begin to produce and be displayed. That's the reason in the kingdom of God we can't discount even a young person. We can't discount just somebody that's younger than us. God has warriors of all ages, and we all have the same responsibility. Stay tapped into the Spirit of God, to the Word of God, to the ways of God, and God will do his part. God's the one that gives, and God's the one that transforms. A man cannot become, amen, spiritual on his own. It takes the Spirit of the Lord God. Amen. And let me just put it this way. If God is not in control, self will eventually take control. Or even stronger, you don't just need self-control. Again, you need God control. You know, the enemy targets vulnerable areas. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant. What does vigilant mean? Anybody? Soldiers? What does vigilance mean? Yeah. Be watchful. And a good leader just don't listen with his ears. Coley, what does a good leader listen with? You remember? Say it loud, Coley. His eyes. Her eyes. She learned that where? You remember that? You learned that in the SALT team. Student Action Leadership Team. You remember that? A good leader listens with his eyes. And you could hear with your ears, but when somebody learns to listen with their eyes, I mean, you see, I love it because I could tell a lot by looking at my wife. My wife, just looking at her face many times, I'm telling you, she's able to tell me a lot. She'll give me that look. But I want to tell you something greater than that. God wants to guide you, dear soldier, and he guides you not with a sounding bell. God doesn't guide you with an alarm. God don't guide you with somebody to come on over here, but he guides the best when you allow him to guide you with his eye. I want to be guided with the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says be sober. That means to be awake. Be sober, be vigilant. That means to be aware. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. It doesn't say he was the lion. There's only one true lion. It's the Lion of Judah, or the Lion, our God. But the enemy, like a lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. I want you to notice, he is intentional, seeking to devour. He is watching. He's observant. So if he walks about as a roaring lion and he's intentional, he's looking for access points or vulnerabilities. Amen. I want you to just realize with me, lions don't attack the strongest in the herd. They've learned to isolate. If they can isolate you, soldier. And if a soldier could get isolated, that's just what the enemy wants. He wants you to feel isolated, distracted. If he could distract you, and that's what the lion does. The lions will distract and try to get something away from the main herd. Not only that, but the lion loves the wounded. We got to be careful that we do not get wounded. The Bible says there's going to be offenses that will come. You're going to get offended in life. How many's ever been offended? Let me see your hand. Good leaders, let me remind you, you will be offended. We just talked about this the other day. Amen. Pastor talked to the church on a Sunday night. You got to be big enough to be small enough to take offenses, because offenses will come. And here we are again talking about how the lion will always look for the wounded. Amen. And how beautiful it is. We mentioned it during prayer time. I heard it out of my mouth. It was nothing that I intended, nothing that I had pre-programmed for this service, but something came out of my mouth. Amen. I could face whatever when I know that the Spirit of the Lord is near. And you could face hurts. I'd rather have pain in my body and have the Spirit of God comforting me than I have pain in my body and no comfort from above. I can make it as long as the shepherd's leading me. He leads me through the valley. He leads me through the problem. And warrior of God, soldier of God, hear me tonight. Amen. God wants you to be one that will be vigilant and to recognize offenses and wounds will come, but stay close to the healer. Stay close to the great shepherd. He's the shepherd of your soul. He will keep you. So the lion doesn't attack the strongest in their herd. He isolates the distracted, the wounded, and this is the next one. The next one he tries to get is those that are unguarded. That's why we got to put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, our feet shot with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we got to lift up that mighty shield of faith. To quench, what kind of darts? The fiery darts of the enemy. God is looking for soldiers that know how to quench the fiery darts because they are lifting up the shield of faith. And the weapon that was mentioned there, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. A good soldier knows his weapon. God's people, amen. I'm telling you, you will be guarded at your vulnerability when you put on the whole armor of God. Paul said that you may be able to stand. That's a military term, to stand. And guess what? To withstand. Brother Williams, I want to be able to withstand the attacks of the enemy. As long as I'm tapped into God, amen, and submitted to God, I can withstand. Amen. It's his battle, not your battle. And your vulnerability, when you let your vulnerability be wide open, it becomes the enemy's opportunity. I come to tell somebody today, God's plan is not for you to be defeated. God's plan is for you to be a victor. God wants you to walk in victory. God wants you to be one that enhances victory around you. Amen. God wants you to be one that lifts up your brother, your sister, or helps the weak. Amen. God wants good soldiers in this hour to be strong agents of his grace and power and his blessings. We have an advantage today, don't we? We have an advantage that the person that's without Christ can't even fathom. What a great advantage God has given his people called the church, those that he's brought out of darkness, amen, into his marvelous light. Amen. Oh, friend, how wonderful it is. 1 Peter 5:10 says, but the grace, the God of all grace, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you, he says. He said, he will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and he will settle you. Let me just explain. God allows pressures to develop you. Amen. Yeah? Sometimes God says, have you tried my man Neil? And I mean, Brother Neil, you had to get a trial, hadn't you? FedEx man here in Nacogdoches, Brother Neil, that day that you were delivering your package and there you were doing your job and somebody hit you and your body went flying. I'm telling you, God said, I got to let my man Neil have a little pressure. Amen. But I want to tell you that pressure developed your faith, not only your faith, but your bride's faith. You don't ever have to face that again, but you know you could face greater things because you have a great God that kept you. You will always point back with a testimony. You see, a testimony in court is one of the greatest things we've got. It means I have evidence, something I just got to tell you about, something I got to present to you. Amen. And the court looks for evidence to win the case. I want to tell somebody, God wants to give testimony tonight. God wants to give you the ability to face whatever you have to face and say, I know God did it then, and if he could do it then, he could do it right now. God is still God. He hasn't changed a bit. He's still on the throne. Are you thankful tonight that we're on the winning side? There's victory in Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, good soldier, tonight I come, amen, to tell you, amen, God allows pressure to develop you. The scripture says, iron sharpeneth iron. We need people in our life that is good iron people. Amen. And you know what God wants to make you? God wants to make you iron. God don't want you to be alloy. God don't want you to be Play-Doh. Amen. God don't want you, amen, to be something flimsy. But God is looking for soldiers, amen, that will have a strength inside of them. A people that doesn't bend and bow just because the wind of adversaries, amen, begins to challenge you. God is looking like those three Hebrew boys that said, whether God delivers me or not, I will not bend and I will not bow. Amen. Are you thankful tonight that there is a strength that is from above that God will give? I was looking for people that have iron inside of them. Iron sharpeneth iron. Man, A year ago, I sharpened some knives for somebody, and a little bit later, I was using one of the knives I've sharpened, and I cut my finger pretty bad. Amen. I bandaged it up, and I continued doing what I needed to do, but amen, I'm going to just tell you, a good sharp knife is a vulnerable tool. It's a great tool. Not a vulnerable tool. It's a great tool. God don't want a church that is dull. God don't want soldiers that are dull. Don't be dull when you come to the house of God. Be sharp. My grandpa taught me a lesson when I was a boy about sharpening a knife. I still can remember. Amen. He had a whetstone. And I remember him teaching me how to sharpen a knife. These are the words that little Cajun grandpa taught me. He said, when you sharpen a knife, you're shaping a knife. And I want to tell you, when God sharpens you, he shapens you. Amen. That's why pressure's there. And many times God allows adversity, not just to sharpen you, but to reveal you. Hallelujah. Hear me, Sister Abigail. God wants these Abigails. We got two of them on the front row. Both of these Abigails, God wants you to be good soldiers. And sometimes he lets you go through things to reveal how great his name and his glory is in your life. Amen. How wonderful. Amen. You didn't think you could make it. You didn't think you would have made it this far. But how wonderful is the Lord gives you strength. And if he helped you make it this far, amen, to God, it says, I got more than this for you. Amen. Adversity comes sometimes to reveal you. Next thing, good soldier, I come to challenge you because conflict. Anybody here have conflict? Man, both hands ought to be raised. Conflict. You know, conflict is there just to strengthen you. Sometimes faith without conflict is just in the logic form. But faith, when it's applied in the middle of the conflict, amen. The Bible says faith without works is what? So faith can become dead, Brother Williams. But when faith is in the middle of conflict and you start applying faith, faith becomes alive. The scripture said it becomes just like a little seed that grows up. But how amazing and how great faith becomes when it is utilized, exercised. And that's what God's wanting from his church. God wants a people, amen, that will exercise their faith and grow their faith in him. And I love devices when you try to teach from a device because, amen, the battery goes dead. But that's okay. God's battery doesn't die. Amen. I come to tell the church, amen, our vulnerabilities seem to grow and grow and grow. But, oh, friend, the deeper my cavern of vulnerabilities and the emptiness that I have means the more of God I need. The older you get and the more mature you get, the more of God you realize you need in your life. I need Jesus every step of the way. I need Jesus every day. Jesus is just not my weekend lover like some people think. He's my everyday Savior. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Amen. A city without walls becomes a terrible place for the enemy to come in. And a people that doesn't realize the great authority of God in their life, they suffer so much damage. So many things come their way. Amen. But I'm grateful tonight that I have a God who sees beyond what I could see. Amen. I want to tell somebody in this place tonight, soldier, keep marching. Keep that banner honored. Amen. We have our American flag out in the front. Sadly, we had a lot of wind several years ago, and our flag started fraying. And there was a man in our neighborhood that wrote us a letter. And he said, Pastor, would you please take that flag down? It's dishonoring. It's tattered and battered. And he said, it's a disgrace. This man had to be a veteran. When we got the letter, Brother Zach, it didn't take Brother Zach long to go take that flag down. Amen. Hey, friend, the bloodstained banner is not something we let get battered and torn and worn out. Amen. We keep it fresh in our life. Amen. And because God says, amen, where the blood is, amen, my glory and power is going to be. I'm thankful for the blood tonight. We still talk about the blood of Jesus because there's power in the blood. Amen. When you stay underneath that banner with respect, you keep the things of God as a place of honor in your life, soldier, and you love the cause of God, the things of God, the ways of God. You respect the things of godliness and righteousness. You got a God that's going to back you up. Amen. Those that honor him, those that esteem him, those that are loyal to him, you have a God that's going to stand faithful beside you. Amen. Those stars and stripes mean a lot to me. I thank God for the freedom and liberty we have as Americans. That's great liberty and freedom we have, and great privilege. The young man at the Italian restaurant who's from Albania sat across from my wife, and he told me the same thing. He said, we need to kiss the ground. Americans need to kiss the ground because, amen, of the freedom and the liberty. He said, you do not know what you have here in America. Many of us don't. It's the same thing with God. Many of us don't know what we have. But I'm thankful for the bloodstained banner. I'm thankful what Jesus done for me. I want to be loyal to the things of God. I want to live under that banner and that standard. We've got to give glory to God in this hour. We've got to be allegiant, reverent, and conscious of God in our life. God's looking for people, good soldiers, that will be conscious, strong in the Lord, walking worthy of the calling that he's called you with. Stand with me. Coley, let me see your fist. She had an older brother. Abigail, you had an older brother. Let me see your fist. Katie Pearl had an older brother. Where's your fist at? These girls have a brother. Where's your fist at, Riley? That's okay. Abigail, you have a daddy. Where's your fist at? Amen. Watch this. These young girls, we got to teach you how to fight the right fight of faith. You're not going to do it with your fist. But a lot of times, I like to challenge our young people to be strong. Watch this. Sister Benton, you're a mighty warrior. Where's your fist at? Let me see that fist. Shake that fist. You may be worn out, but God's not. Sister Mary, where's that fist at? Come on. What about you, Sister Beth? Where's that fist? Sister Crosswell, where's your fist at? I've been punched by her fist. Gloriana, where's your fist at? Sister Becky, where's your fist at? My whole point tonight is this. I got you to make a fist, but this is what I want you to. We've got to have a grasp of the things of God. Get a bulldog grip and keep it on God. Hey, let me say this. Be wise. There are some things that, you know, a bulldog could whip a skunk, but it's not worth the stink. There's some fights that we don't fight. There's some things that we don't tangle with. There are some wars that are needless and are vain and worthless to fight. Why is it that we get involved in needless fights when we need to fight the good fight of faith? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I could pray for you, but I can't do your praying for you. I want you to pray for you right now. Lord Jesus, my vulnerabilities, give me victory over my vulnerable areas of my life. Help me, oh God, I pray. Give me wisdom to fight the good fight, to do what you called me to do. I pray for strength, God, to grasp and stay hold on the things of righteousness. Can you take your hand and put it over your heart right now? Lord, touch me, the deep, God, part of my being, and touch my heart, my will, God, my being, Lord, that I could be strong in you, for the things of your grace. In Jesus' name, let it be done. And in closing, this is what I want to say. Think about a city with a wall, fortified city. Do you know that the ancient wall of China, they say you could see it from out of space. You could look down and see that the wall of China, Great Wall of China. It has stood through dynasties. But every time it fell, the reason why another people conquered it, because somebody at the gate compromised. The keeper of the gate compromised what you let in. And that's the weakest area, Sister Rebecca, is the gate. Your gatekeepers, right? You got to watch what you do and what you let in your life, who you let in your life, the voices in. Every time a dynasty fell, it's because there was a compromise at the gate. I want to tell somebody, watch your gates. Watch what you let in, who you let in, who speaks in your life. Not everybody that has a promise to you is good for you. Young lady, he may be good looking. But remember, amen, he may be good looking, but if he ain't good for you, don't let him in your gate. Don't give him time. Young man, she may be sweet as honey, but you know honey can be poisoned. Rat poison is made of 99% good stuff and 1% poison. Watch her. Men, I need a man to look at me tonight. Protect your vulnerabilities. Every man in this place, don't compromise your testimony. Delilah, she may wink at you and melt your heart. Samson, the mighty strong man of God. Let me just say this. Samson, I don't feel like he had big muscles. His strength came from God. But he went down to the harlot's house and he put his head in her lap. Keep not your head out of her lap. Keep your head out of her house. Ladies, say amen to it. Ladies of God, soldiers of God, ladies of Zion, the same goes with you. Don't compromise at the gate. Don't be weary in well-doing. You shall reap if you faint not. Come on, soldier. We don't have long to go. Brother Martin, man, I'm getting close to 30 years here. You don't have long. I don't have long. Brother Williams, we don't have long. Brother Williams, we go back 35 years. We don't have long. So at this point of the war, Brother Williams, we cannot become weary in our relationship. Your body's weary. That means you're more vulnerable than ever. But you ought to be stronger than ever in your faith. And I believe I see that. Sister Ben, I see strong faith in you. Church, that's the way it ought to be. Your faith ought to be growing stronger and stronger. Be a good soldier. God bless you. Let's go to heaven. Yes. You're dismissed.